want to speak to you tonight from a very, at least I'm convinced that it's a very familiar passage of scripture from the book of Daniel, third chapter. And surely you know while you're turning your pages about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and their situation. And there's a great to be learned from their experience. And I just want us tonight, if we will, look at verses 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." And I want to use for a subject tonight, and I can't think of the songwriter, but very familiar passage of scripture, at least in our AME Zion Church, is called "Oh for a Faith That Will Not Shrink." Oh for a faith that will not shrink. I'm sure many of you know the story about how Israel was led into captivity by the Babylon Empire. And as they defeated Judah and the temple itself was desecrated, they carried with them many of the Jews into Babylon. And there was many of them, but the Bible speaks a lot about three of them, and Daniel being the other one. And later on, we find out much more about Daniel. This is just a little background information. But nevertheless, because these three young men found favor with God, and because of their devotion and commitment to God, God caused them to find favor in the eyes of the Babylonian government officials. And as a result, they were promoted. And as they were being promoted, this caused a lot of the Babylonian people to become envious of these Jews. And nevertheless, the story goes on that they conspired how they may cause trouble or make trouble for these three young men. And so nevertheless, they got to the point where this golden image was made, and everybody were to bow down and worship the golden image. But the people realized that as everyone else bowed down, there were three men who refused to do so. They refused to bow to this golden image. And this brings us to our subject tonight, "Oh for a faith that will not shrink." It says, "Oh for a faith," the song says, "that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe, that will not murmur nor complain beneath the chastening rod, but in the hour of grief and pain will lean on its God. A faith that shines more brighter and clear when the tempest rages without, that when in danger knows no fear, in darkness no doubt. Lord," this is the portion I love so much, "Lord, give me such a faith as this, and then whatever may come, I'll taste even now the hallowed bliss of an eternal home." Now, the hymnologist is not talking about just any kind of faith, but a faith that is sufficient for the challenges of everyday life. All of us, I'm sure, have a certain measure of faith. But the question is, do we have faith sufficient to sustain us through life's challenging situations and unpleasant situations? Are we able to stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even when it's unpopular? You must remember that everybody bowed down, but these three young men. Needless to say, it was obvious that they didn't bow. And because they didn't bow, they drew attention unto themselves. And the king, they went to the king and said, you've made a decree that everybody must bow down to this golden image. But there are three men and these people that you have promoted refused to bow. And the king decided he would give them one more opportunity to bow down. And they, you know the story, and the story goes on. They gave them another opportunity, and yet they refused to bow. And the king said, anyone who refuses to bow will be thrown into this fiery furnace. And he ordered the people to make the fire seven times harder than normal. Now, I know that, again, we all have faith to a certain degree. And we all have faith as long as we have money in our pockets that God will provide. Tuition will be paid. Room and board will be paid. Credit card bills will be paid. But what about it when we don't have money? Oh, I know we believe that God will strengthen us and give us health as long as we have health. But what about it when we go to the doctor and they say that something is wrong, seriously wrong with the body? Then do we believe God is a healer? It is so easy, and I'm reminded of this as I shepherd a congregation, that how easy it is for me to tell them how much God is able to heal their sick bodies. But what about it when I feel pain and I don't feel so well? Do I have that same measure of faith? Well, I say that, again, we all sometimes are like what I call, or we have incredible Hulk-like faith. Big muscles, and we'll challenge any and everything that comes our way. But then there are other days when we're like David Banner. We're scared, and we're hiding, and we're running away. Sometimes we have faith like Superman, and we can leap tall temptations in a single bound. But on other days, we may be like Clark Kent, only to define, to be reminded that our faith is not sufficient. Even biblical characters, some of the patriarchs and matriarchs, also had this same experience. Oh, I know Abraham had faith enough to offer up Isaac, but that's later in his life. But there was a period in his life when God called him to leave home and go to a land that he knew not where. And on his way, when he got to a certain place, and Sarah was a beautiful woman and something for the eyes to behold, and Abraham was very much aware of that. So he said to Sarah, tell them that you are my sister, because if they know that you are my wife, they will kill me and take you. And so Abraham told a lie because his faith was not there at that time. Oh, there are others. You may remember when Elijah had his Mount Carmel experience. And there he stood and challenged the people who worship the God of Baal. And yet, the very next day, he was running for his life from Jezebel. Peter and the disciples all claimed that they would die with Jesus, even said, let us go to Jerusalem that we may die with him. But guess what? When the time came, the Bible says they followed at a distance, and Peter even denied knowing Jesus Christ. Where was his faith? The obvious question then tonight is, how can we have such a faith that we can stand up against anything and any situation? Oh, I'm sure by now in life, you've had some situations in your life where you really didn't know how it was going to turn out. But it's your faith in God that sustains you no matter what. First of all, we must learn to take a position. And we take our position based on God's precepts or his word. What thus saith the Lord God of Israel? Because this is precisely what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was able to do. For they remember that there was a commandment from God that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That we shall not bow down to any other god. And they took their position in the word of God. And so when we are challenged in our everyday lives, we too must take our position in the word of God. And not only just to know those precepts, we have to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We have to practice this. They took a position. They took a stance. They practiced what they believed. One of the illustrations I give at St. Luke sometime, singing about a bath, praying about a bath, preaching about a bath, praising God about a bath, dancing and shouting about a bath, does the body no good at all. One must get in the shower and apply the soap and water. Am I right? You can talk back. Am I right? Well, so is the word of God. It is the same way. Just to sing about it, talk about it, preach about it, pray about it, dance and shout about it is of no significance unless we're able to apply it to our everyday lives. Amen. Next, we must remember that we are always in God's presence. Sometimes it's so easy to think that we're all alone. We're the only ones. We are by ourselves. That's why it's so hard sometimes in life to take a position for what's right when we know the majority is supporting the wrong idea. It is so easy to remain silent or to take a back seat or, you know, there are always meetings at the church and little group get together when they know something is wrong to say, I that's wrong, but they won't say anything where they can be heard. Does it sound familiar? It's okay to talk back. But God is forever with us. And when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace for refusing to bow down to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, shouted out in amazement. He stood to his feet and said, did we not cast three men into the fire? But behold, I see a fourth one. And the fourth one looks like the son of the gods. Jesus, God, was right with them in the fire. You remember before Jesus went back to heaven and gave us the great commission, he promised that, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Oh, I know we don't see some physical person beside us, but he is with us in the presence or through the person of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, who dwells on the inside of us, and his spirit will comfort us and keep us during challenging times. It will bring us peace in our lives when nothing else can and will do it. You remember the psalmist David. David said that whether shall I flee from his presence? That if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, thou art there. No matter where you go, God is already there and he is with us in all of our situations, day in and day out. And he watches over us, and he may allow us to be thrown into the fire. Isn't it interesting that God did not keep them from going into the fire? And sometimes we really believe that the God we serve will prevent things from happening. But no, he allows them to happen, but then protect us when they happen. Because that's my next point. He protects us. Amen. We will have his protection, and I'm concluding. When they took them out of the fire, the king demanded for them to come out. And they discovered that they had not been harmed at all. That the fire on the hair on their head had not been singed. Nor were there any smell of smoke. Their robes had not been scorched, for God himself had protected them. And notice what this caused, because this is the heart of the matter when God allows us to be faced with challenging situations. It is about praises for his name. Because King Nebuchadnezzar, as he jumped up and they pulled them out of the fire, and the first words out of his mouth were, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." And listen to what he says. He says, "Who has sent his angels and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and rather than to worship other gods, but the God of their salvation." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Here this pagan man who built a statue of himself for people to worship. Now he says, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." And do you not know that that really is what God is seeking out of our lives? That he will be praised through us when we're in difficult situations. And he delivers us, and then attention is drawn to us, and he's exalted in the eyes of the people. Amen. Therefore, the king declared this. He said that I decree that the people of any name, nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego must be cut into pieces and their houses turned into piles of rubble, for no other God can say this way. Who or how often is God praised through the positions and decisions that we take and make every day? When we are around people who do not really know him, or not churched, or who are unsaved or have no relationship with him, can they see Christ in us? Are they drawn to God because of what we say, how we say it, what we do, and how we do it? Because I contend this is the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are his witnesses. Jesus made it crystal clear. Ye are the light of the world. I say in St. Luke so often, sometimes we try to tell God to do what he has commissioned us to do. I don't know about in your churches, but a lot of times we pray, "Lord, go by the hospitals where he sent us to go. Lord, go by and tell drug dealers and other people this, that, and the other." And God is saying, "No, I called you. I sent you to do the same thing." And brothers and sisters, all of that caused one other thing to happen. And that was for them to get a promotion, which is what God is all about. Him being praised and elevating his people to even higher positions. Because when the king saw what happened, he promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so remember this, that as you go through life, you will have challenging situations. And there have been many moments, I'm sure you've had some, and I know I remember my college days. And I remember when marijuana was passed around to everybody in the room. And I was the only one to say no. And I remember one person shook his head and said, what is this? As if he's never seen a person to turn down marijuana before. Anyone hear me? Okay. These things happen. And you too will be confronted with situations in your life. And you may be the only one to say no to the wrong thing. But you know what? To do that, you must already have made up your mind to take your position in the Lord. And then know that God is with you when you take your position. And he will protect you. And the position you take will bring praises to his name. And you will be promoted. He will exalt you at the right time. Sometimes in the eyes of people, and I say this to St. Luke so often again, you really never know who's listening to you, who's watching your life. I recall when I left, I worked as an electrical engineer for 20 years and was moving up here for full-time ministry. I was bivocational. And I was shocked at a letter that I got from my boss, my manager, who said to me that when I look for counsel, I came to talk to you. When I needed strength, when I needed wisdom, you were the one that I talked to. And I never had a clue. All of us have people like that in our lives who are seeking advice, strength, wisdom, counsel from someone who know the Lord, because they believe you have something they can't get anywhere else. Oh, for faith that will not shrink. That's what we need in the world in which we live today. May God bless you, and may God keep you.